1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. The WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. I'll have our top local stories at 8:05. 8:21 this morning, the president and CEO of YWCA Greenwich, Mary Lee Kiernan, joins me. And then at 8:30, Stanford Mayor Caroline Simmons. WGCH New Center Time 7:52, joined on the line now by State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative Meskers. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing great. It's a beautiful opening to the day, not too hot yet, and we're finally finished our session, so I can, I think we're finished with our RTM now, so I think I can relax a little bit for the summer.
All right, well, let's talk about both. We'll start out with the legislative session. Your thoughts overall about that and about the budget that was passed?
Overall, I thought we did a pretty good job on budgetary items. We had some good windfalls. Revenues picked up quite substantially. We continue to make early payments into our rainy day fund, which is at its 15% maximum, which ultimately means that the additional payments into that fund go down to pay unfunded pension liabilities. Unfortunately, a report came out about pensions and performance, and we were in the bottom quartile. I think just horrific on the pension management. But I know that's highlighted that, and that's going to lead. I have confidence in Eric Russell that we'll be working on that. That needs to be resolved. We cannot afford to have that kind of performance. We need to use index funds and at least get to the middle of the pack. We shouldn't be performing where we're performing on the pension fund.
And is it disturbing to you that the report also mentioned that there were some investments in places that no other state was touching?
Well, the diversity doesn't bother me in and of itself, but that kind of diversity is supposed to have, having worked in the industry, that diversity, you should either have a disaster, pieces of a diverse portfolio should either have a very poor return or negative return, or should hit it out of the park, right? If you're going to walk in a different road as a pension fund, you should be shooting for the stars and you should hit it a couple of times, right? And you shouldn't be striking out. So that would be more my concern, right? So one, it shouldn't be a big percentage of the portfolio, and it should be. And if it's going to be an innovative, it should be stellar.
All right.
For some, right?
All right. Let's talk about some of the work as chair of the Commerce Committee.
Tony, this is my first year on Commerce, and it's kind of an interesting role to play. Commerce is basically the pro business arm of the state legislature. We work a lot with Connecticut Business and Industrial Association, CBIA. We work with a lot of manufacturers, et cetera. And we work with some of the lobbyists who are working on various aspects of development. We're going to be holding a seminar, I know today at 9:30, for economic development officers across the state. And it's to gather more ideas. Most of the pro-business legislation comes through the Department of Economic Community Development, which does a great job. That was formerly headed by David Lehman, one of Greenwich's own, and now by Alexander Dumas. And I just think that we in the legislature need to have a pro-business arm as well as in the executive branch of government. So one of the things we did this year, I don't know if I mentioned in my last term, was the Brownfields Remediation Bill, which sounds boring as all get out. But essentially, we increased the funding for brownfield remediation. The governor's budget for the biennium for the 2 years was a total of $50 million, 25 a year. We increased that budget to 35 a year, or $70 million. Now, why would anyone care about this? Brownfields typically are industrial sites. They're usually in our inner cities. They're usually factory locations or some of our smaller towns. Getting those fields remediated back on the tax roll relieves the mill rate pressure in some of the other towns that have very high mill rates, but also increases the tax revenue for the state because it builds businesses and reforms things. So I was really happy to see that get done. My only question was I timid, and should have I pushed for even a larger amount? But, the DCD has been dealing on the $25 million a year. Now we brought it to $35. If they have a full take-up of that money in brownfield remediation, we'll look at the projects and see whether it warrants further increases.
All right, put on your other hat now. I'll give you a second. Put on the RTM hat. Thoughts about the meeting and this past year?
Well, I think the year has been a little tumultuous. Monday we closed out our meeting. We had our conversations about the housing trust fund, et cetera. Ultimately, we decided not to to send any of the fees from developers into the trust fund. I think that, personally, I said my piece. I thought that was a mistake. You know, the will of the body was not to do it, so that's been decided. My only concern in housing issues is that there's been an aggressive push up in Hartford, you know, and I've been vocally, and all of us have been vocally supporting local control. I just want to make sure how we figure out how we develop some affordable housing in town. I think some of the plans afoot look good, but, you know, we've got to get our act together on that. In terms of anything else, I think all eyes are peeled on whether or not we have a second meeting. I believe the 26th or 28th of June is the proposed date, potentially, and that's waiting on the BET and the Boards of Ed's decisions about the building, both for Central Middle School and Old Greenwich School. I think Old Greenwich School came out yesterday, the day before, with preliminary estimates on their renovation deal, and the Central Middle School certainly has floated out their numbers. BET and the Board of Ed are going to have to figure out whether they're going to bring that forward for this session. We need to get it done by June 30th if we're hoping to appeal for reimbursement through the state to the building funds.
So you're thinking there's going to be a special RTM meeting later this month?
That's questionable. That's really not in the hands of the RTM. We only have to act upon the decisions of the Board of Ed and ultimately the Board of Estimate and Taxation. If they decide they want to do the appropriations, they're going to have to come to us and request those funds. As we stand right now, I'm just waiting to hear. I mean, that's outside our scope or purview.
All right, Representative Meskers, thanks very much for your time this morning. Appreciate it. We'll talk next month.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.